When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Jake said, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm starting to feel like I'm defective in some way because of the constant badgering I'm getting from my circle.
Okay.
I'm a 31-year-old man, always been fiercely independent, love my life, got a good job. But every time I talk to my family, sisters, even all of my friends, male and female, they keep harping on one aspect. They keep insisting, I need to get serious about finding a wife. Mm. But the thought of giving so much of myself to another is frankly unappealing. Mm-hmm. I own my own home. I earn enough to be comfortable in my lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I've dated before, never saw the appeal in it. Mm. My family and friends present a nearly united front on this issue. I've been sat down for heart-to-heart talks, set up with likely women, subjected to all sorts of different guilt trips from my parents who want grandkids. Mm-hmm. I love my life, but I have to ask, is something wrong with me? Like, how should I deal with all these people telling me how to live?
Well, I mean, it's easy for us to say, hey, you just tell them, this is my path, this is my life, you know, and let
you do you, baby boo.
Yeah, it's easy for us to say that.
Right.
And...
But I get it because, you know, they have the best of intentions. Mm-hmm. They are afraid that you're going to get further down the line, older, and wind up alone.
And maybe they are trying to look out for, you know, obviously it's a selfish thing for them, you know, like especially wanting grandkids and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, mom wants grandkids, sure.
But, you know, they are maybe wanting you to not have any regrets.
Yes.
If you are getting... you know, older and older and older, and then all of a sudden you look back and go, I wish I would have done this,
yes.
Or I wish I would have done this.
Well, now I am lonely.
But, you know, it is what it is. What do you think, Jill?
Ah.
I know, she's confused too. It's just, it's one of those things. So I want to know, do you have a story of being in this situation? Because I don't feel like Jake is alone here.
No, 100%. I know a lot of people in the last decade have been waiting much longer to actually
start
find their person.
Or, exactly.
Start families. They mm-hmm. want to get their career done first. Sounds like that he is, and he's at a point where he would probably be, you know, ready for that next step, but he's just not there. That's not something that's been on his radar. And I honestly think, and a lot of people suggest this too, that when you meet the right person, that will change. He just hasn't met the right person yet.
Maybe not.
Yeah, he feels like, well, I don't get it. He hasn't met anyone that flips his world upside down.
Right, that he wants to jump in and,
exactly.
and do all that stuff
and I
with.
I feel like until she walks into his life, he's probably just going to be perfectly content, which is good because at least he's not sitting there pining away going, why doesn't anyone love me?
I mean, maybe he hasn't figured himself out yet and he's still trying to just figure out life in general.
Well, it sounds like he has. Like, he's really loving life right now and he doesn't think anything needs to change about it.
No, all right.
And, you know, to him, kind of like dating has been a little bit of a nuisance.
Right.
But I think it's just because he hasn't found the right person.
All right, so we'd love to hear your story about this. 502-795-1997. 795-1997 is our number. Take some of your stories on the way on 99.7 DJX with group therapy. All right, so group therapy, Jake reached out, and he is 31-year-old dude, happy in his life, single, unattached. He makes enough money to live comfortably in his lifestyle. But his family and his friends, both men and women in his life, are like, you gotta find someone and settle down.
When are you gonna get married? When are you gonna go find someone? When are you gonna have grandkids?
Right.
That's what everybody's saying.
For sure. So, you know, it's easy for us over here to be like, just tell them it's your life.
Yes.
You're going to get to it when you get to it. If you don't, then that's you.
Because they're apparently not hearing that message. But so many people are, you know what, like Lisa on text message, she completely agrees. Nothing's wrong with you. Something's definitely wrong with the dating pool. After facing years of human disappointment, I too refuse to have someone in my life. Mm. People don't like it. They don't have to. I pay my bills, live my days as I wish. If people have an issue with that, I can and will happily cut them out of my place.
Oh. You gone! Cut!
Yeah, exactly.
Gone!
We're not necessarily saying, hey, cut yourself off from your family and friends. But just maybe, again, sit down and reassure them, I'm happy. I'm happy. And if, you know, and I appreciate your concern, and I know it's coming from a place of you want me to be happy and you just don't want me to regret, you know, down the road, not coupling up with someone, but it's fine. It's good.
B, what's your thought?
The response is there's a difference between being alone and being lonely.
Okay.
Okay, yes, that's a good point.
He's not lonely.
So have you, I guess, changed your point of view or changed your thought because of this conversation, or are you still kind of drilling in?
No, I'm not pressuring him anymore. I want whoever he meets to be the right person, not because it was a forced relationship. And I want him just to be happy with himself.
There you go.
Yeah, that's
good. And he is. And that's the most important thing. He loves himself first.
That's a good perspective to have. As his mom, you love him unconditionally, no matter, you know, how he wants to conduct his life. If he wants to do it alone, go solo, then you are always there in his corner.
B, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, see ya.
Got a text message, too, from someone who wants to stay anonymous. He could be aromantic. And then they sent a link to explain what that is. And that is apparently...
So it's not just aromantic.
It's a person that does not experience romantic attraction at all.
Oh. Like asexual, aromantic.
Exactly. Just not interested
in
dating.
Oh.
Just doesn't have that desire.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Look at us learning things.
I know. Didn't know it was a thing. That's a thing. So, I mean, that could very well be. But I think that, you know, the bottom line is you're not defective. It's perfectly fine to feel the way that you do. And, you know, and again, there's not to say that the right person couldn't come around and just flip your world upside down.
Yeah. Another text says, don't feel pressured to find someone and then hate your life a few years down the line because you made the wrong choice.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I can totally understand that where, you know, you think you're like, okay, I mean, I've got to do something because I'm getting so much pressure. And then you're like, well, I guess you'll do. And
right.
It's
yeah,
not
you don't
fair
want
to you. It's not fair to them.
To please other people.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So just know you're not defective. Just continue being happy. And the best way, I guess, to try to convince your family and your friends and your circle is just to say, just sincerely, don't get angry with them because, again, it's coming from a place of love and concern.
Yeah.
But just reassure them, I promise you, I'm fine. I love my life. I love you guys. And it's all good.
Joe, you think we gave good advice?
Ah.
I mean, I don't know what.
I'm just really shooting for Jill's approval at this point. That's really.
Hey, Jill, what again was the noise that you made when you saw a man naked?
Stop.
Ah.
Stop.
Yeah. I mean, hey.
Oh, I can almost feel the eye rolling from the people that are passing us right now on Shelbyville Road.
Come on now. All right. Well, hey, Jake, good luck. Hopefully that gives you a little bit of confidence.
Yeah, just relax and know that I think the biggest thing is he just wants some, confirmation that he is not defective. There's not something wrong with him because he just doesn't want that to be a part of his life. That's totally fine. Not to say that someday you might not be ready. If you're not, that's fine too. But just, you know, you need to figure out a way to just gently, again, reassure your family and friends. I'm good.
All right, that is group therapy. Keep us posted. Good luck.